Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, is in Washington today meeting with officials at the U.S. Treasury Department. Varoufakis says his country will pay back an International Monetary Fund loan worth more than $500 million. That payment is due Thursday. And so perhaps it's interesting timing that on Wednesday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will be sitting down with the Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin. Derek Thompson is here to explain. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he's with us from New York. Derek, what is happening here? Are the Greeks, in coming both to the U.S. and to Russia, looking for a plan B here if they can't get the money that they need with the deal that they want from Europe?
I think that's exactly what's happening, Jeremy. First, I want to step back a little bit to sort of lay the scene for people who haven't been following this with particular care. The bottom line here is that Greece doesn't have enough money. And when the U.S. doesn't have enough money, it's easy for us to borrow more at a low interest rate or print more.
Right.
That's what the Federal Reserve has done throughout the recession. But Greece doesn't control its currency the same way we do. It's part of a larger organization, the EU. So when Greece doesn't have enough money, it has to beg other countries for it. And to stay solvent, the government has to get all this new batch of money, and it has certain terms. The EU says, we'll give you this money, but it's going to come with terms. Those terms in the last few years have meant essentially austerity for Greece. And this experience has been so horrifying for Greece that they've turned to a new far-left party, Syriza, the party that's currently in government, that's promised to end this austerity. So to quickly review, bankruptcy has led to austerity. Austerity led to near revolution. Near revolution brings in a new government. And then we go back to step one, because that new government has to try to or struggle to raise money to stave off another bout of bankruptcy.
I think we need to start a new segment. Derek Thompson explains the world in 90 seconds. That was the best sum up of the Greek debt crisis I've heard. So is Russia going to lend significant money to Greece?
No, I don't think they're going to. I think, frankly, that Greece is going to Russia, and not only as a plan B or plan C, because they're also reportedly talking to China, the United States, basically, it sounds like any P5 power willing to talk to them outside of Europe. I think they're doing this for backup, and they're also doing it for politics. Surveys find that 63% of Greeks have a positive view of Russia. That's compared to 23% having a positive view of the EU.
Hmm.
So Tsipras is going to Moscow because Moscow is three times more popular than Europe. Knowing that he might get a deal from Europe that's going to be unpopular in his own country mere months after him taking over government, I think what he wants to do is to make sure that he can say to his people in a speech, I have exhausted every single possibility. I have talked to our best friends abroad to see if there's a better deal. This is the only one that we can find, the one that we have from the EU, because I just don't see Greece going outside the EU for a loan as long as it's a part of the EU.
Well, and we also remember that Russia is in some trouble right now itself. It's got its own economic problems. You wonder whether it would be able to loan Greece the money even if it wanted to.
Right. Russia has a lot of problems. It's singular. The tentpole of its economy, oil, has had just a dramatically terrible last 6 months. But, you know, Greece and Russia have historically had a very close relationship that comes from religion, that comes from history and politics. Both countries have huge Eastern Orthodox populations. The far left in Greece has been more sympathetic to communism than a lot of countries in Europe. And frankly, you know, it's really important to think about the internal politics of Greece. The Greeks hate the Germans at the moment. It's
right.
The Germans who led the last round of negotiations and essentially forced Greece to suffer austerity levels that left many in poverty. There were stories years ago about Greeks choking the sky with smoke because they were burning their furniture to stay warm. That's how bad the economy was in Greece. I mean, you think if President Obama were held responsible for these sort of poverty levels in Kentucky, do you think Kentucky would have a favorable opinion of President Obama? I don't think so. So that's how the Greeks feel right now toward Germany. And for that reason, it makes a lot of sense to me that the new leader of Greece would try to make sure he's covered all of his bases by talking to more popular leaders around Europe.
So this BBC headline recently that says, could Europe lose Greece to Russia? You're saying probably not.
I don't think it's going to happen. You know, we're going to find out in the next few days. I think what's likely going to happen is that he's going to get a deal that's a little bit better than the one that he got, but not as good as the one that he campaigned on. There's going to be measures in the loan that say you need to take on corruption, you need to make sure that you tax more and spend less. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to get a deal from the EU.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, as the Greek finance minister visits Washington today and the prime minister visits Moscow later this week. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.